From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Humboldt County Planning Commission could be deciding this evening on the fate of TerraGen, the company that wants to build a $300 million wind farm. The project would feature 47 wind turbines and be built on private property atop Bear River Ridge and Monument Ridge south of Scotia. The commission has three options: approve the conditional use permit and special permit required for the project, approve the permits while requiring additional mitigation measures, or deny the permits. The meeting's happening at the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors chambers on 5th Street in Eureka. Humboldt County historically has some of the highest numbers for childhood abuse, neglect, and trauma in California. And there's a town hall meeting happening tonight to address that. It's being presented by Senator McGuire and First 5 Humboldt and features California's Surgeon General, Dr. Nadine Burke Harris. That's happening at 6 p.m. at the Sequoia Conference Center on Myrtle Avenue in Eureka. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office has positively identified a male body found Wednesday in Salmon Creek as that of missing person Adam Morozek. Authorities spent much of the day looking for Morozek after he was reported missing and discovered the body Wednesday afternoon. Officials say cause and manner of death are pending an autopsy of the body. A 16-year-old murder suspect will be tried in juvenile courts. Logan Brewer Hurst is charged with killing 18-year-old Tavon Latimer. Had the case been moved to adult court, as the DA had requested, he could have been sentenced to life in prison. Instead, if convicted in juvenile court, the maximum penalty would be confinement in a Department of Juvenile Justice facility until he's 25. Lost Coast Outpost reporting under state law, the judge had to consider five factors before making his decision. He ruled the prosecution had met its burden on just one factor, that being the gravity of the offense. And Sequoia Park Zoo in Eureka is bidding farewell to one of its prized tenants. Bono, a white-handed gibbon who has lived at the zoo since 1984, is getting ready to head to the Santa Barbara Zoo next month. Bono was born at Yerkes Primate Lab at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, and then came to Eureka at the age of two. The purpose was to pair him with Jolene, a young female who was born and raised here. While this is a major loss to Sequoia Park Zoo, he will benefit from the natural habitat at Santa Barbara Zoo, according to officials. His exact departure date is still to be determined, but likely it'll occur the second week of December. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.